Good evening. I spent all day hanging out in the area. I came in the class in the morning was so refreshing. I was like, back to Bible school, yes! I got so many seed thoughts, and then I was like, I remember, like in Bible school, I would like, we would finish classes in the morning, and then I'd be like rushing out to work, and then, but in the mind, you're like thinking one or two, like, I was like, that was so good. Where did that come from? Now I'm questioning, where did all that go? I want it back. I'll pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for God carrying us on your wings and bringing us to the service tonight. I just thank you for your faithfulness and bless our evening today and help us like just minister to one another, Lord, and be blessed. Amen. I have a small message. That's what I think. I think it's small, but I hope it's small. Like 5 words. And then I hope I can cover all of it, but maybe not. So it's intimidation, affections, gentleness, sincerity, and memorial. Okay, great. Like, just what is it? It's not a word puzzle. It's a message. Intimidation, I was like, think of the intimidation of like the world system and like, you know, the message. There is a message outside and there is like a way the world thinks, a way like a culture moves, and then this like, and it kind of like comes at you and it tells you to line up. Hey, just line up with how the world is going. And then the believer, an unbeliever doesn't have a choice, but a believer has a choice. I thought of like, I might like use like 4 scripture references through the message. So the first one is Luke 13 verse 31, some Pharisees came and confronted Jesus, and they said, the same day there came certain of the Pharisees and said unto him, get yourself out, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill you. That's like a strong statement, you know, like, get out of here, Herod will kill. I mean, it's like one example of how, like something can come right at our face, and then Christ is like, go tell that fox, right? He's like, you know, he's like going straight at them, and he didn't say, go tell his highness, Herod. He's like, go tell. Just the way Christ replies to it is like, whoa. So have that thought in your mind. The thought out of that, there is a way Christ thinks, and then in him discipling his disciples and the people who were impacted by him, what he did and what he said was he was showing them how he thought. Like, God is teaching us constantly how he thinks. It's so against my natural way of thinking that it takes a long time for me to get like one small truth, like really, like for the, we call it the coin drop, for the coin to drop. And The mind of Christ, like, and then I thought, like, how can I have, like, God, I want to think your thoughts, how can I think, like, have the mind of Christ? We think of, like, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, Philippians chapter 2, and verse 5, I think, and also, like, we think of, like, 2 Corinthians 10:5, and then, casting down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself. And then, like, how? Like, I don't have a capacity, but if I had the mind of Christ, I can do it. I can think it. I cannot do it on my own, but if I can think with God, I can do it. So I thought, like, how can I have this kind of thinking? Philippians chapter 1 has a very good portion. Chapter 1, so there are three verses, and the message is really this, that this is Apostle Paul speaking to the church. He's writing this letter as he's imprisoned to the Philippians, and he's like, this is like, he's like expressing joy in how the church is like growing and how the how God is like working even in spite of his absence. And he's saying, for God is my record, how greatly I long after you with all in the bowels of Jesus Christ, or in another translation, in the affections of Jesus Christ. That word affections is like, I thought, you know, it speaks, I mean, in like the only reference that they had for like deep, something like that is like deep in the heart, they expressed it like this, like bowels is, just means like intestines, or like my, like something that's deep in the heart. Strong's describes it as like deep-rooted passions. And I feel like if God had his way in my life, if God has his way in my life, then he is going to deposit some things like deep in our hearts. And the way God does it is like in gentleness. Like God is like such a gentleman. Like Romans 11:22 is like, there is a verse like, behold the goodness and the severity of God, but to you falls the goodness. So in one way we can think like God is not coming and he is not like addressing me with a stick, but he is like addressing me very gently. I was watching a video on YouTube, I think, of a lioness carrying her young. It was like, I was just like so blessed watching it, because it's funny how a beast that can like hunt and tear open prey, and it's like so powerful, and then the same jaws, the same teeth can like, you know, can clip, can like go around the neck of its like young one and can just pick it up, and the young one is like that, and it's like so comfortable as the lioness is like moving it from some crazy place to a safer place, and it's like that, like God is like dealing like that with us, and he's. So, and it says in, and this I pray in verse 9, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Means, I hope you grow in what you know of Christ and also in your understanding of who he is. And that you may approve the things that are excellent. in other, like that you may approve, that you may like hold on, that you may test that which has value, like you go to a you take your jewelry to a pawn shop or a jeweler or something, or he has an eye to recognize the value of something, right? He can see it, like that you may approve of things, that you may be sincere. This sincere is like that you can, the meaning is just like something tested by the sunlight, like against the sunlight, something that's tested means, and that you may be without offense till the day of Christ. It means that you might just like be on a smooth road. So the message really today is like, if like there is an intimidation and there is like a message, like I hear this and that, I hear, but then there is the affections of Christ, the thoughts that has emotions connected with it, but these thoughts are God's thoughts. These are truths that like God has worked deep in the heart, and he's like, you know, he's deposited in us over a period of time as he works a process in our life, and then he's like, and then he's doing it like in gentleness. And then what like that, and then like how do I, as God does it, and how is it that my life becomes pleasing to God? It's by having my life like that against the sunlight. Like when God holds my life against the sunlight, you know, like he can just see it. He can see it transparently. And it means like God is saying, be real with me. Be very real with me. Don't, like God has a way to, like my wickedness, God has a way to deal with it and address it. My weaknesses, God has a way to deal with it and address it and help me. And help restore me, but you know, a heart that is like, you can say maybe like a half-hearted approach to try and please God in some religious way, like, you know, God is like, you know, give up on it as quickly as possible, because, you know, I cannot help that situation. But stay on the smooth road. Come on the smooth road. Like, this is where I've put you. Come on the smooth road and let your, like, you know, without offense. Why? Like, I cannot, as I grow in Christ, I realize that I cannot deal with things in my life that is like I cannot, if, it's like driving on a smooth road. Like, God is like, okay, take this road, it's smooth. I'm like, okay, I have a choice. I can take another road also, but it's like crazy. Do I know I can handle what's on the road? I don't know. So that's the thought for today. So again, coming back to those points, like what I allow God to work in me, and then it also teaches me about who he is, and then I'm my growth in God like depends on how, like when God holds my life every now and then against the sunlight, he's like, whoa. Revelation chapter 3, when he spoke to the church in Laodicea, he was like, I would rather have you be hot or cold. Like, you know, I would rather have you be like here or be totally like off the wall. I would rather have you at these extremes than this, you know, than this. Because this, like right in the middle, is like, you know, I sitting on the fence. It's... It cannot be helped, but God can help me, right? Father, thank you so much for this evening. Just bless us for the rest of the message to follow, and give us like your thoughts and your application from heaven, Lord. In your name, amen.